Okay, for the record, this is the Board of Finance special meeting on Monday, January 4th, 2021 at 6 p.m. It is a Zoom meeting. This is Kathy Donahue, the chair of the Board of Finance. I'm going to call the meeting to order at 6:03. And the first thing on the agenda is roll call and seating of alternates. Present are Ed Edelman, Nick Brown, Judy Buell, Diane Gagnon, Kathy Donahue, Kathy Newcomb, and Stan Crawford. So we do have one empty seat, so we can appoint an alternate for that. Do I hear a motion to appoint an alternate for the empty seat?
Nick Brown makes a motion to appoint Stan to the empty seat.
Okay, that's fine. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, Diane Gagnon second. Okay, I'm going to do a roll call on the vote for that. Ed Edelman?
Aye.
Nick Brown?
Aye.
Judy Buell?
Aye.
Diane Gagnon?
Aye.
And Kathy Donahue? Aye. So Stan is seated tonight. For the empty slot. Okay, this meeting next is citizens' comments. Does anybody have any citizens' comments to make? Oh, Alyssa's also here now, so I'm admitting her. Okay, hearing none, I will move on to old business discussion and action purchase lease of Scott Air Packs. At our last meeting, we discussed the purchase versus the lease option and the purchase option saved a considerable amount of money. We decided together that we would reach out to the town attorney. Al reached out to attorney Rich Roberts, and we have gotten a response from him, which I emailed to everybody. Did everybody get that? And also copies of the relevant executive order. Does everybody have that?
Yes, yeah, I got that.
Okay.
I have a question on that. We said we were also going to reach out to the Board of Finance attorney, which after the meeting, I thought that was probably unnecessary. Did we end up doing that?
No, during the meeting and during the discussion, we decided we were only going to reach out to one of them and to Rich Roberts, because we thought it would be redundant to reach out to both of them.
Yes. Okay, good. Yeah, it's not a situation where there would be any conflicts of interest or anything like that. Thank you. Okay, I guess I missed that.
And they both participated with the Office of Policy Management and the Governor's Office in helping to draft these executive orders. So they both have experience in this. So in the response from Rich Roberts, he said under Executive Order 7S.7, as supplemented by Executive Order 7CC.1, special appropriations and transfers of funds from capital accounts may be made with town meeting approval if they are approved by both by the Board of Finance and Board of Selectmen. So tonight what I'd like to do is have two motions. We also have to have a determination that it is time sensitive. So the first motion I would like to be that this is a time sensitive purchase, and I kind of worked up the motions, and if somebody would make it afterwards, we could discuss it if people have any questions. For the first motion is for a determination that the purchase of 12 Scott Pro Air Packs is time sensitive in accordance with Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont's Executive Order 7S.7. And if somebody could make that motion, that would be great.
This is Stan. I would make that motion based on the fact that the information we got from Rich Shank, who said his Scott Packs were expired and illegal to be used by OSHA. Consider this an emergency.
Yep, that's basically the okay, do I have a second on that?
I second.
Okay, now any discussions? You know, Stan explained why he made the motion, and it does fit the governor's executive orders. Are there any other questions on that from any members? Okay, hearing none, I will call a roll call for that Motion. Ed Edelman?
Aye.
Nick Brown?
Aye.
Judy Buell?
Aye.
Diane Gagnon?
Aye.
Kathy Donahue? Aye. And Stan Crawford?
Aye.
Okay, so that motion passes. Now, the next motion would be to approve the expenditure of the funds. So I'm going to tie into that motion under Executive 7, the Executive Order 7S.7, as supplemented by Executive Order 7CC, a special appropriation and transfer of funds from the capital account. Hang on, I just capital account. 2420. Be made for the purchase of 12 Scott Air Packs. And I think we should put a number on that. Ellen, just, I wanna double check with you. The number that you said that they had was 19,260 that was in the budget for this year.
You know, I didn't get the agenda till after I was home on Thursday. So I trust that you're right. But I don't have that figure with me.
Okay, that's okay. So can we take the total purchase price of, hang on, 102,270. And I want somebody else to do the math with me, please.
Yep.
Minus the 19,260 that was already in the budget from this, that's in this year's budget, and do the amount. Give me a minute, Ellen.
I came up with 8,310.
Yep, and that's what I come up with too. Okay, so
now, can I ask a question first? You know, when at our meeting, Rich said that they had some money in their budget for equipment. Additionally to that 19,000, are we going to be tapping that or not?
We're going to, it would be a transfer from what Rich said, it would be a transfer out of the capital account, so it would be out of the capital account of 2420.
Okay, the fire department. Okay.
The fire department one, yeah. Okay, so the I'm sorry, we got kind of lost on the amount there. So approve the expenditure of funds from the capital account 2420 of $83,210.
Is it 83,010?
Zero ten. Yes. Okay, 83,010.
Yeah.
$80,010.
Yep.
So do I have a...
So moved. So moved.
Moved by Judy Buell. Do I have a second?
Second.
I'll second.
Seconded by Diane Gagnon. Okay, discussion. Does anybody have any questions on this? Our concerns, no questions, our concerns.
Do they have a annual recertification program that they have to adhere to that has to be incorporated into the cost, or are they already budget for that?
I don't know if Rich is on. I did send to him. I don't see him. The packs will be brand new, and I'm sure that they're checked on, I would think, on an annual basis as far as, you know, them being up to par. I know that they had purchased 2 packs previously from other fire departments. I'm not sure what the schedule is for that. Do you know, Alan, how often they check them? I don't know off the top of my head.
I think they're checked annually, but I think the point is once they're over 15 years old, they're expired. They're considered expired. And because they had bought secondhand equipment from other fire departments, it just came up quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was aware. I just wanted to know if they had an annual expense related to them.
Well, I think the only expense would be replacement of the bottles or refilling the bottles. So I don't know how exactly they work.
I'm assuming that the company honored the price, even though we were past the deadline, correct?
Rich said that they would honor it through January 1st, and it's now January 4th. I don't know if you reached back out to them. Alan, you spoke.
I talked to Rich last week. He said it was solid. It was
good. Okay, great.
It was that I told him we were working on it. Money was in the pipeline. So
we should be all set.
It was on the way.
Good. Okay. So in this process now, we'll approve this, and Alan, the Board of Selectmen will approve it also, and it fits the requirements under the executive orders at this time. So if there's not any other questions, I'm going to call the vote. Ed Edelman?
Aye.
Nick Brown?
Aye.
Judy Buell?
Aye.
Diane Gagnon?
Aye.
Kathy Donahue? Aye. And Stan Crawford?
Aye.
Okay, then we should be all set. And we're back to citizens' comments. And if nobody else has any comments, I would take a motion to adjourn.
Kathy, just one thing in the motion under the executive order, I think it was supplemented by 7CC-1.
Yeah, I read it that way. I'm going to type them and send them to Dana.
I don't know if that was a typo. That's how I had it. I don't know if it makes a difference.
Yeah. I'm going to type the motions and send them to Dana, but I'm just taking it right off of Richard's stuff, so that okay. You know, we have the blurb in there the way it's supposed to be, as far as
very that. Good, very good. Okay.
Thanks, Al.
Is all right. Someone going to send a statement to me, a bill, an invoice, or am I just going by this quote?
I'm sure we'll be getting an invoice shortly.
Okay,
so I guess we're all set. And if nobody has anything else, a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
Okay. Diane, was that you first? And seconded by Ed Edelman. And yes. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Okay. Aye. I want to thank everybody for double meetings and wish everybody a happy new year. Thanks, and we'll see you at the next meeting. Thank you. Bye, guys.
Bye.